Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We must make the most of this time we have, and we must move quickly. It will become apparent very quickly if progress is to be made. The working groups will either reach something approaching a consensus on issues, or they won't. But we've got to give it a go. Participation in the groups is being invited without prejudice to their positions. Ultimately, it will be, though, the government that will take forward a job-making agenda from this process. The purpose is simple and honest: to explore and hopefully find a pathway to sensible, long-lasting reform with just one goal: make jobs.
Ngunit ayon kay Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles, maaaring bagay ang dinabanggit ng punong ministro Scott Morrison sa mga naging pahayag at paglatag ng balak. Halimbawa, kailangan anyang ipaliwanag ni Scott Morrison kung anong kanyang iniisip sa balak kaugnay ng seguridad ng mga trabaho.
What does that mean in terms of the security of workers' employment? What does that mean about the rights that people have in their workplaces? And what does it mean about it getting Australians back to work? You know, all of these questions remain very unopen. And when you look at the history of Liberal governments engaging in industrial relations reform, I think every Australian worker is completely justified in feeling a chill go down their spine.
Yan ang tinig ng Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles. Ayon sa Business Council of Australia, ang pagpapasimple sa komplikadong kalakaran ng mga trabaho o award ay makabubuti para sa lahat at maaaring magtaguyod pa ito ng mas mataas na sahod. Maliit lamang nga niyang naging pagtaas sa antas ng sahod nitong nakaraan. At ngayon, ang antas ng walang trabaho sa bansa ay lubhang mas mataas at patuloy na tumataas bunga ng COVID-19. Sinabi ng Chief Executive of the Business Council, Jennifer Westcott, kailangan magbalik ang Australia sa mga naunang kalakaran. Anya, sa ilalim ng pamumuno ng pamahalang Hawke at Keating, tinalakay at pinag-usapan ng kapwa taga-empleyo at empleyado ang mga paraan upang maging mas matagumpay ang negosyo na magbubungaan niya ng mas mataas na sahod para sa mga taga-empleyado.
Well, the system has become too complicated. It's too hard to get enterprise agreements done. There are too many things in them. We've lost that focus on a system that's about how do we work together to make sure that the enterprise is successful and that workers share the benefits of that through higher wages and better conditions. We've lost sight of that.
Ang tinig ng Chief Executive of the Business Council, Jennifer Westcott. Ayon naman sa pamuluan ng trade union, bukas sila sa oportunidad na talakayin ang mga paraan para sa mga taga-empleyo at pamahalaan para sa mas matatag at makatarungan na bansa. Sinabi ng Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus, higit pa sa reforma sa lugar trabaho o industrial relations ang kakailanganin sa pagbuo ng mga trabaho. Anya, kailangan ng pangmatagalang pamunuan. Ani Sally McManus, kailangang isaalang-alang ng Australia ang magiging epekto ng paghinto ng Job Keeper Wage Subsidy Scheme.
If they still persist on wanting to stop it at the end of September, that will be just disastrous for so many working people. Also, JobSeeker should never go back to what it was with Newstart. We've got to make sure that working people have the skills they need.
Ang kalihim ng Australian Council of Trade Unions o ACTU, Sally McManus. Sa talumpati naman sa National Press Club, binalangkas ni punong ministro Scott Morrison ang mga balak sa pagbabago o reforma sa sektor ng paggawa o skills sector. Kailangan niya ng mas pinabuting pag-organisa ng mga subsidya o tulong o mga pautang at iba pang mga maaaring pagkuna ng pondo base sa maaaring makuha nito sa pamumuhunan upang masulit ang mga inihahatid na suporta. Anya, sa ilalim ng kasalukuyang sistema, may ilang mga taong iniiwasan ang pag-aaral sa TAFE, bunga ng pinansya.
I want those trade and skills jobs to be aspired to, not looked down upon or seen as a second best option. It is a first best option. To address this challenge, we've embarked on a series of skills organisation pilots. They are designed to give industry the opportunity to shape the training system to be more responsive to their skills needs and take responsibility for qualification development.
Ang punong ministro Scott Morrison. Ayon naman kay Richard Marles ng Partido Labor, malaki ang naging pagbawas ng pamahalang Morrison sa pagsasanay o skills and training.
Skills and training are really important, but it is Scott Morrison's government which has cut $3 billion from skills and training since it came to office, such that we have 140,000 fewer apprenticeships and traineeships. If it wants to see the future built through skills and training, we're unlikely to see it from a government which has allowed the vet sector to bleed out.
At yan po ang naging reaksyon sa paglatag ng punong ministro Scott Morrison sa mga balak kaugnay ng mga hakbang para sa hinaharap mula sa unti-unting pagluluwag ng mga restrictions kaugnay ng COVID-19, kung saan kasama dito ang pagbuo ng tinatawag na limang working group, kung saan pagsasama-samahin ng mga union, mga taga-empleyo, negosyo at iba't iba pang mga sektor ng isang industriya upang isagawa ang mga reforma sa pagitan ngayon, mula ngayon hanggang darating na Setyembre. Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
Like, share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.